Today is the 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Times. It's the second to the last Sunday of our liturgical year. Next week is Christ the King, and then we start the new liturgical year with the first week of Advent. And so the month of November is really a time for us to reflect about our lives, and that's what the church desires for us, to reflect of our lives and of our eternal home in heaven. And we have a beautiful tradition within our Catholic Church, and that's during the month of November, we pray for those who have gone before us. A beautiful tradition that goes back to the times of Christ. After his death and resurrection, the early Christians would go to the graves in the catacombs in Jerusalem, and as the church spread up into Italy and Rome, into the catacombs of Rome. And they would pray for their deceased loved ones, and they offered Mass at the graves of their loved ones, remembering them and thanking God for the gift of their ancestry. And it's such a beautiful tradition we have within our Catholic Church, that each one of us here is going to be remembered and prayed for by the Catholic Church when we pass. Even if our family and our loved ones forget about us, the Catholic Church will continue to pray for us and to remember and honor our life, just as we try to honor and remember our heritage, don't we? Many of us have heard stories from our parents and our grandparents about our great ancestors, of how they came to the United States and different things of their life, of how they learned different traditions within your families. And you probably didn't even know some of these relatives, but we always honor them. And the Catholic Church is so beautiful in how we honor life and honor the gift of life and even those who have gone before us. And I think one of the most beautiful things we have for our celebrations is our funeral homilies. They're so seeped in our Catholic tradition, and the prayers are very prayerful and very meaningful. And this didn't come around in 50 or 60 years, but this has taken centuries to develop, the prayers we pray at our funerals for our deceased and loved ones. And if you haven't gone to a funeral recently, I invite you to come to a funeral. When we bury someone from the Corpus Christi Parish, we all are members to support each other, so you're always welcome. We're the largest parish in the diocese, so we do have a lot of funerals within a month. But come and pray, and hear the prayers we pray for our loved ones within our community when they die. It's very moving, and it's very heartfelt prayers. I know it's a difficult time of the year, especially when we come to the end of our liturgical year. As you know, the last few weeks, our readings have been about death and the second coming of Christ. And I don't know about you guys, but I get a little fearful, I get afraid, and a little anxious. And that isn't what the Lord wants for any of us. He wants us to live in the here and now. He doesn't want us to live in the regrets of past or to live in the future, but to be present, to acknowledge his presence in our life, and to grow in our journey today. Because today is all any of us have, isn't it? There's a reason only the Father, as we heard in today's gospel, knows when the second coming will happen. Because if we knew the date and time of the second coming, we would live to that date. Or if we knew the date and time of our earthly death, what would we do? Every day and every moment of our day would be fixated on that date and that time when we're going to pass from this world. And we wouldn't live here and now and cherish the goodness and the blessings and what the Lord wants to share with us and help us grow in our spiritual journey with him. So that's what he's asking me to share with you today, and that's what he's put on my heart. I had a different homily, and yesterday my holy hour, he changed it all up. And as an act of faith, I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to go with it. And if I fall, my lovely parishioners, who I hope have my back, will accept it. But that's what he's put on my heart to share with you. He loves each one of us for who we are and where we are in our journey. He loves us. We're hard on ourselves, and some of our loved ones are hard on us too. And he wants us to see the goodness that he has created with each of us and to dwell on that and to take those gifts that he has given us and to hone them and to fashion them to become even greater gifts. Telling me to share that with you today. He's proud of you for being here, for the sacrifice you make to come to Mass, to keep holy the Sabbath, and come for an hour, which he doesn't expect a lot from us, but you come for an hour and he honors that. And I know some among us probably aren't in the mood to be here today. And you know that happens to all of us. But you come out of obedience and out of love. You're here out of obedience and love. And it kind of reminds me of a story of when I was in the seminary. And I know I share a lot of those stories, but this is one that I think can help us all. It helps me even today when I'm no longer in the seminary. But I had a holy hour expectation every day at 6 a.m. And I went down and I was there every day before 6 a.m. And there's days when it's cold and it's winter and it's dark and I don't want to get out of bed and go. But I always got out of bed and went. I've told you before, because I'm old and I'm fat, I stick out. So they're going to know if I'm not there. So I always went. And sometimes my prayer would be, Jesus, I'm here out of love and obedience. I'm here out of love and obedience. And there was one particular moment when I thought, okay, I'm just going to sit here daydream. Maybe I'll take a little nap for an hour. But he came to me in a profound way. And he spoke to my heart and he moved my heart so much that I still remember it every day. And why did he come to me? Because he came to say to me, Mark, I love you and I respect you because you're here out of love and obedience. Just like all of you here today. Because some weeks you don't probably feel like coming, but you come out of love and obedience, and he'll honor that, and he'll bless you for that with many graces. So remember that. The moments when you don't feel like coming, or maybe there's a lot going on in your life, or you're having a bad day, you come out of love and obedience, and he will bless you, and he will honor you for that. So hold on to that. So that's what he's asking us to be, to love out of love, out of obedience and of love, but to always be vigilant and persistent in pursuing him. He's always with us, and many among us have heavy hearts and difficult moments, but he's always wants us to be vigilant and persistent in our pursuing him. So let us relish in the gift of our life, in the gift of the here and now, and not worry about the second coming or our impending death. Because very few people I have ministered to or met with, especially on their deathbed, the only ones that have really told me I'm ready to die are those that have significant pain or have chronic illness where they're just so tired. Otherwise, we're all going to fight to the end because we don't want to leave this world. We're afraid, we're scared, and we're anxious. But our Lord doesn't want that. He created us to be with him for all eternity. He loves us. He knows we are a work in progress, and we'll be a work in a progress on that last moment we're here on this earth. And he acknowledges that. But he always wants us to try to grow in the work in progress we're becoming. We're all in a state of becoming. So let us not be hard on ourselves, but to rejoice in who we are and in who we are becoming.